In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Go to the ant, O sluggard, consider her ways and be wise. So after this grand supernova transfiguration event of last week, this week's readings, they all fittingly bring us down to earth to focus on the small, on the humble miracles of the everyday. Remember how Jesus instructs his disciples after this grand transfiguration to tell no one about what they saw. And they wouldn't let them memorialize it either. Jesus somehow must have known that it would have gone to their heads. He knew they would seek God's kingdoms only in grand signs, only in grand buildings, only in their own greatness. And so today's readings are all humbling, and the disciples have trouble wrapping their heads around it. Jesus has all the power in the world, but he seems to not want to use it. And Jesus has delegated powers to his disciples, but they keep on misusing it. And they keep on fighting about who is to be the greatest. And so they say, tell us, Jesus, what do you want from us followers? How do we become who you call us to be? And Jesus answers by bringing forth a small child and saying, if you don't become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. God has always preferred to do great things through the humble and the meek. And we read of this attribute of God's character and his heart nearly every Sunday. It's the entire story of Jesus in the New Testament. It's the entire story of the Jews in the Old Testament. It's also the story of the Old Testament. That's right, nature, God's first creation. And that's what I want to focus on today, that God uses the most humble bits of creation for greater purpose. And we, observing this, we're humbled and come nearer to God's kingdom. Usually we take a bird's eye view of things in church for God's kingdom. Today we're going to take a worm's eye view, or more specifically, an ant's eye view. Why an ant's eye view? Because that's what Scripture asks us to do. I began with a proverb of King Solomon, the famous collector of all the ancient wisdom of the world, who advised us, go see the ant, O sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise. Scripture instructs us that there's godly wisdom to be gained from observing a mound of ants. I wish I knew this proverb in my junior year of college. If I had, I might have better appreciated our roommate, Kevin Clark. Kevin actually kept ants in our dorm room in the windows. And he often would share the wonders of ants over a beer or two. And it's no surprise, Kevin Clark has grown up to be an entomologist, professional studier of ants, and he happens to be also one of the leading framed insect artists in the world. He gave us for our wedding gift a clock with two beautiful butterflies that is still on our wall. So Kevin Clark knows something of the wisdom to be found in studying ants. And this is that wisdom. Somehow these tiny insects with tiny brains, they come together and they build these intricate highways and food delivery systems, which is so much greater than the sum of their parts. And there's no drama, and there's no division, and there's no strife, gridlock. And the key to their success, the entomologists say, is that they pass through difficult terrain by using their bodies as bridges, their own bodies as bridges. They offer themselves as needed, and then they move forward when not. So how do millions of ants coordinate this all without trampling each other? Who's the chief? And the answer is there is no chief. Somehow, the individual ants secrete these markers that form this higher logic and a group brain, if you will, that allows thousands of them to act as one body. And so there's much wisdom in that, in the smallest of God's creatures. And if you had to sum it up in one word, that wisdom would be humility. We humans, like the disciples, were so often hung up on our greatness because we're the apple of God's eye. We have the greatest potential. We have the greatest religious traditions. We have the greatest technological advances. And yet, we still seem hell-bent on destroying ourselves and each other. Division and wars and corruption and strife. Go to the ant, O sluggard, consider her ways and be wise. Solomon wants to shake us up. Men and women, get over your pride, your competition, your egos. It's your ruin. Look instead at the tiniest of God's creatures. They have no chief, but they're all equally accountable. There's no self-defense. There's no hoarding. There's no mutual deterrent. Instead, there's mutual giving. Ants literally give themselves away as bridges over troubled terrain for the salvation of all. And that's why, that's what the heavenly kingdom, we're told, is to look like. And that's what Jesus wants from us. To be as humble as an ant, to be as simple as a child, to trust that in serving something greater than ourselves, we will be fulfilled and dozens around us. And that's also what the only objective, I think, of this church, any church, is from the first day unto this day. And that's where Paul's epistle reading comes into play, today's reading. He's speaking to the church in Corinth, and Corinth was a pretty fancy place, lots of power and prestige, and therefore susceptible to the problem of pride. And Paul begs them, don't be distracted by the world's next shiny object. The same power, strength, and wealth that runs the world is the one that can ruin it. Instead, follow Christ's example, that the one who is greatest is the one who serves. And Paul goes on to say in a famous, beautiful passage that God uses the foolish things of the world to shame the wise, and he chooses the weak things of the world to shame the mighty. God uses the small and the meek, the little ants, the little children, for great things, and that we too must become as humble servants to abide in God's kingdom. So this apparently is the preference of God's heart, and it runs through all of creation and salvation history. So let's not go against the grain of what God has made. And every Sunday and every day, we can learn to lay down our lives as bridges for greater good in our family, for greater good at work, for greater good at church, and God's greater purpose. And then as a church together, we can lay down our lives in service of those in need, and as a bridge between our people and God. And so let us heed King Solomon's ancient advice to go to the ant, consider her ways, and be wise. Because for millions of years, God has been using the smallest of creatures and the humblest of hearts for his far-reaching purpose. So why would he stop doing so today? And to him be glory and praise now and always, and unto the ages of ages. Amen.